It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The Pittsburgh City Council is still cleaning up some police issues, and the Allegheny County Council decides who should represent citizens in property reassessment appeals cases. I'm joined now by 90.5 WESA reporter Noah Brode, who's been covering these developments. Good day, Noah.
Good day, Paul.
Let's start with City Council taking a final vote tomorrow to pass legislation that would, quote, clean up the process of assessing an administrative fee for police secondary detail work. What's happening with this?
Right. Okay. Well, of course, this fee is the fee that was improperly used by the Bureau of Police to sort of create a slush fund that was essentially used for personal purposes for some of the higher ups in the Bureau of Police. And this is a topic, obviously, that landed an FBI investigation, resulted in the ouster of Chief Nathan Harper, and has been an ongoing problem for the city. The bills that were passed on Wednesday, there were two bills specifically addressing the problem with the administrative fee. Right now, it has been going directly to the police department, which sort of allowed this improper handling of the funding. Under one of the bills, a new account would be created in the city controller's office so that whoever the city controller is would have a purview over that account. Right now, that's Michael Lamb, of course. And that bill passed 8-1. And another bill set the level of the administrative fee at 10%. Which right now would be around $4 per hour that a policeman works for a company when he's not working for the city, he or she, I should say.
Now, you say that, or apparently City Councilman Patrick Dowd is the only no vote?
Yes, that is true. Both of these bills passed 8-1, and Councilman Dowd did make some points as to why council should not pass these bills. He says the third bill in question here, which is a measure that would pay $10,000 to former Washington County District Attorney Stephen Toprani to really take a holistic view of these administrative fees, see if the city is doing the right thing, see, take a look at all these policies and then make recommendations at the end of his investigation. Councilman Dowd says, why aren't we waiting until the end of that investigation to pass this sort of reform on the administrative fee for police secondary details? However, I think the consensus among council was that this is an urgent problem that needs some sort of fix, even if it is just a Band-Aid for right now. We need to reform the way that the city assesses this administrative fee on companies, essentially, that hire off-duty police officers to do security work for them.
As far as you know, Noah, did any of the other members of the council listen to what Patrick Dowd and said, maybe we should wait? Was there anybody among them?
Well, an interesting thing happened after Councilman Dowd made those points. Councilman Lavelle offered an amendment to one of the bills, and this amendment is sort of a compromise between Councilman Dowd's viewpoint and the majority of council's viewpoint, and it requires council, this amendment was passed, I should say, it requires council to take a look back on these bills a year from now, which I think they're assuming the investigation would be complete by then, and they would take a look back at these two bills, and, see, did we do the right thing? Is this fee set at the right level? And, is this account working properly? And then they'll go from there. If they need to do new legislation at that point, I think they would, open it back up again for a new discussion 1 year from the passage of these bills, which is expected tomorrow with an 8-1 committee vote. You do expect a passage of a bill.
Meanwhile, City Council is also taking a final vote on a bill to spend $7.2 million on new police cars and other vehicles. The timing for this probably could be better, but nevertheless, it's being discussed. What's up with that?
Right. Yes. Yeah. So this is a budgeted amount, and really, I think what the discussion was here is that they're getting a new type of police car with this funding. It's more than 30 new SUVs, and Deputy Chief Paul Donaldson sort of justified this additional cost for the SUVs by saying, you know, they are better during, you know, intense weather situations. They give us more clearance. They're more comfortable to fit two officers in at one time. They have a better resale value. So he was saying, you know, essentially they are more appropriate, I guess, cars for Pittsburgh police, because although they may not reach the top speeds that some of the smaller cruisers and sedan models of police cars might reach, they don't really need that, is what he was saying. They don't get into too many high-speed chases here in the city. He said the average speed is 45 miles per hour for a high-speed chase here. So that's something that these SUVs can handle. So essentially people will be seeing a lot more SUV-style Pittsburgh police cars rather than the sedans.
If it's approved, or has it been?
Oh, right. I'm sorry. I should say that this bill did pass committee. I'm pretty sure it was unanimous, and it is expected to pass tomorrow during Tuesday's full council meeting and get approval. Again, this was a budgeted money, so it's not as if the city is really losing anything that it didn't expect.
Okay, so not a tough sell.
Right.
Meanwhile, a bill to review the healthcare eligibility of city employees' dependents is up for a preliminary vote this Wednesday. This is something that we seem to see governmental bodies doing all over the country, looking at how much of these kind of costs they want to try and absorb, and quite frankly, how they can get out of having to pay for some of them.
Right. It's essentially, that's what it is just a sort of a cost savings measure. This was introduced by Mayor Ravenstahl's administration. It's like you just said, it's just going back through the roles and sort of taking a look at the dependents that are on not only the current employees, but also the retirees of the city that are on their health plans, and seeing, you know, should all of these people be on there? I don't think people have anything to fear really here, unless they are not supposed to be on the city's, healthcare liability, roles.
Do you see the city of Pittsburgh, Noah, maybe taking a harder look at the employees who are covered by the city's healthcare? For example, we're seeing where different businesses and different government entities are penalizing employees who are overweight or who smoke or, you know, do the kinds of things that might create, that might add to the healthcare costs down the road.
Right. I think there are incentives in the administration's sort of offerings to city employees. I believe there are incentives for employees to get fit, essentially. And that's a whole nother issue. And I believe that already passed. However, that's not what this is. This is sort of more of a housekeeping measure from the Ravenstahl administration trying to cut some costs where it can.
And it's Essential Pittsburgh. We're talking with 90.5 WESA reporter Noah Brode. Let's turn our attention to county council, which passed legislation last week that reverses a governing board's decision to allow only lawyers to represent citizens in property reassessment appeals cases. Explain what's going on here.
Right. So this governing board called the Board of Property Assessments and Review passed some new rules in March that allowed only lawyers to represent people who are appealing, new assessments of their property values. And so essentially, if you are appealing your new assessment, which a lot of people are, then you would have to hire a lawyer. And that was an issue for a lot of people. A good many people came down to council on Tuesday night last week to make their case. It was realtors and appraisers and some other, real estate professionals all coming out and saying, you know, we are qualified to do this work. There's no reason that we should be excluded from it. Now, the justification, according to one former Board of Property Assessment and Review member, was that the County Bar Association had come to that board, which is known as BPAR, and said, this might be an illegal practice of law if these realtors, these appraisers, these other, you know, professionals are doing this sort of advisement for these people who are appealing their property assessments. That might be illegal to practice law in that way. However, in the past, BPAR has said that's not an illegal practice of law. However, it seems they may have changed their minds in March. Council did pass this, and essentially this reverses the governing board's decision. It says, no, it's okay for realtors and appraisers and all the professionals to represent people. They have the knowledge about property values, maybe even some better, more knowledge than some lawyers might have about property values and assessments.
And does this also save people money? Because if you are hiring a lawyer, chances are that your lawyer is going to charge you more per hour than your realtor will.
You would think that it would hire people money. I don't know. I don't have any numbers on how much they charge.
Right.
Yeah, how much realtors charge. But I think it would be fairly safe to assume that people would save money by hiring a realtor or a certified appraiser to represent them in their property reassessment appeal rather than hiring a lawyer who, you know, are known to have high costs.
So other than lawyers and maybe some judges, it sounds like people will be happy with this decision.
Right, exactly. Essentially, this means for the property owner that they can have more options to hire somebody to represent them before the Board of Property Assessment and Review.
90.5 WESA's Noah Broad covers city and county council for us. As always, Noah, great thanks.
Thank you, Paul.
Coming up, as Financial Literacy Month continues, we'll ask if it's safe to jump back into the stock market when Essential Pittsburgh continues on 90.5 WESA.